finally had a full council to make a decision on the JCPenney statue, and it sounds like a permanent location and a permanent home has been decided.
Yes. In fact, we were looking at that yesterday and what we're going to need to do with the triangle, but it's going to be on the southwest corner, if you will, if you want to call it a corner, of the triangle, just right across from the Designing Women's Salon there, and it's just south of it. So just right there on the southwest corner. So as people are driving down Main Street coming into town from the south, they will, as they approach the triangle, they'll see this big statue, 9'4" of JCPenney. So
fantastic.
We're excited.
And I'm assuming that this project's going to be getting underway soon. It sounds like the city's already had a pretty healthy amount of donations to make this possible.
Yes, we have. There's still, it continues to come in, the money that to help us not only erect it, but also to keep it maintained as well. So we really appreciate all of the people that have contributed, and especially a lot of the former JCPenney employees. It's just inspiring to hear their stories. Each of them has a really interesting story. One of them, couldn't say enough about Mr. Penny and what he did for the company and for them. So
that's great. Again, speaking with Brian Muir this morning from the city of Kemmer. So timeline wise, do any guesses right now on when this project will take place?
So our goal right now, we were actually just talking about this yesterday. We, Phil Viviano, who is donating his time on the concrete installation part of it, which is a good portion of the project. He thinks that we can get this done in time for Fossil Fest so we can have an unveiling. So that's our goal. And, sometimes there can be hiccups along the way, but we have a lot of work to do in the triangle with the sprinkling systems and trying to prepare for that. So it's also ready, the grass is ready for Fossil Fest as well. So staff is already in motion right now working on it. So
perfect. Well, you kind of lead into another topic, and that's summer events after canceled last year. Sounds like both Fossil Fest and Oyster Ridge are expected to take place this summer.
That is correct. Fossil Fest will be June 18th and 19th. And by the way, I'm going to put in a plug for my wife is helping with the parade. So
perfect.
Shameless plug for my wife here. Okay, we want more participation in the parade, and we're looking for people anywhere in the county, North Lincoln, South Lincoln, Cokeville. We're looking for things like antique cars and horses, and just anybody that wants to be a part of the parade. If they could just call my wife, her cell phone is 801-651-1458. We're looking for helping that along. So,
excellent. Well, maybe we'll need to play, put a radio station float in the parade is kind of what I'm thinking.
No, that would be, actually, she's, I think she has you on their list. On the list.
Perfect. Well, I didn't volunteer too soon,
that.
I hope.
Okay, that's okay.
So there's Fossil Fest, Oyster Ridge. I know they're planning to make their big announcement in just a few days on their lineup. So that's in the works as well.
Yeah, that's July 23rd and 24th. It's going to be one day shorter this time. But, we're ready to support them as staff and as a community. So it's great. It's a great just to be back and back to almost normal.
Yeah. So. Yeah, much closer than it was a year ago, for sure. Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, joining us this morning over the phone from the city of Kemmer. Another thing that was discussed with the Kemmer City Council recently, Brian, was an idea of doing an airport fly-in. Tell us about this concept and what the discussion's about here.
Yes, so, and this is actually more something along the lines of probably more towards the end of the summer. When it's a little cooler, it's nice for airplanes to have a little cooler weather to do so, those kind of things. But it would include like a pancake breakfast, airplanes fly into our, community from other places. And, we're trying to get a company to help us to do some, free flights for people to want to see what it's like to ride in an airplane. So, and also train people on safety and the other things. And promote the economics of the airport as well. So the asset that is to our community and through the public health. A lot of people may not know this, but when the helicopter can't land at the South Lincoln hospital there, sometimes they need to use the airport for that. And so it's definitely a public safety benefit as well.
Okay, so we'll learn more about that, I'm assuming, as the summer progresses. Brian Muir, yes. Kemmer City Administrator, this morning on the SVI Radio Network. Brian, anything we missed that you wanted to touch on today?
Yes, I actually just wanted to update everybody on, we're getting ready for our fossil quarry season. We actually, there's a couple of quarries. They typically open about Memorial Day. It's a great opportunity for people to come and dig fossils with their children just for fun. So that's about when we usually do it. There's actually a company now, somebody wanted to reach out to me, that is open by appointment, but that's coming up pretty soon. Also, the Kids Fishing Derby is on schedule for June the 12th. That's always a fun time in our Kemmer Fish Pond. And we've also been pleased with how the power plant overhaul has gone with the visitors and how the businesses, they took care of people when they came in, and we really appreciate it. It's about wrapping up here, so they're getting, they may have already turned on one of the number two, I believe, or getting ready to, so it's all, the overhaul's almost ready for Rocky Mountain power plant. So we're also, one more thing, last thing, on June 1st, we're hoping to have our Kemmer Diamondville Economic Development website ready. So that's going to be launched hopefully soon. And I think it's quite innovative, the approach that we've done with that. And I can tell you more detail in a future radio station on that, or a radio show on that. So
sure. Okay. But we've kind of discussed that in the past a little bit. So sounds like that's coming together. Yeah. June 1st, you said, is the target date to launch?
Yeah, of the launch. That's correct.
Okay. It's, again, Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir this morning. It's all part of the weekday wake-up on SVI. Brian, thanks so much for your time, as always.
You're welcome. Thank you.